Imagine you're a parent. Your kids drink water from the school fountains every day. Now imagine the school finds out there's lead in the water at astronomical rates, and you never knew. That's what happened to the parents at one North Philadelphia charter school. Keystone Crossroads reporter Avi Wolfman-Arendt investigated and looks at the broader problems this case exposed.
On a June day in 2016, teacher Allison Marcus says something happened to the water at Frederick Douglass Elementary School in North Philadelphia.
One day, the water was water, and the next day, the water was brown.
So brown, it almost looked like a sediment-filled cup of apple cider. For about a week, she remembers kids at the school had nothing to drink. She snapped pictures. She told her principal. But she and eight other current and former staffers told Keystone Crossroads that administrators at the school run by Mastery Charter never told parents.
All the kids and families that trust us to not just teach their kids, but keep their children healthy and safe during that school day. It feels like a betrayal of our commitment to keep their children safe.
That brown water wasn't conclusive evidence of a problem, but it turns out there was a systemic issue lurking in the school's pipes. Over the course of about 15 years, the school failed three different lead water tests. Fountains were shut off or replaced, but the toxic cycle continued. Those failed tests occurred when the school was still being run by the district, and again when charter operator Mastery took over. This spring, the charter school discovered four unsafe outlets, including three water fountains. One fountain was so bad it came in with lead concentrations well above the district's safety standard of 10 parts per billion. This outlet was more than 3,500 parts per billion.
And it's supposed to be at 10? Oh my goodness.
Gail Glenn is a parent of three at the school. That's her reading the results for the first time. The tests were done in late March. Parents didn't find out until November, after we started asking the charter company questions.
They don't want me to have that email because they know what I'm going to do. And I'm only one person, but I could bring some noise to them.
This month was also the first time parents like Glenn and her husband Alfonso got to see pictures of that brown water from 2016.
Oh my God. It looked like mud. Like, yes.
They're like a cup of chocolate milk.
Professor Kevin Schneppel studies the impact of lead exposure on brain development and says disclosure is a huge issue for moral and medical reasons.
It's a travesty almost. When you have information about individuals, that are being put at risk in terms of their cognitive and behavioral development, and they don't know about it.
Mastery's top brass says it has no recollection of the 2016 brown water incident, but they admit they should have told parents far earlier about the failed lead test this spring. Network CEO Scott Gordon was apologetic.
We should have sent a notice home at that time. In general, our policy should be if there's something that a parent is concerned about, you know, we should notify them. I'm not clear why that notification didn't go out at that time.
Even if they didn't tell parents, Mastery did act after getting the results. It cut off the water to the affected units and ultimately all units in the school. Today, students drink from water coolers. And that's been the case for more than a decade. Every time a water fountain fails a lead test at Douglass, the entity in charge has reacted and taken that fountain offline. But it's been like a game of whack-a-mole. Take one bad fountain off, and another pops up. Parent Alfonso Glenn is fed up.
It's been going on. I'm quite sure it's not just double the school. It's probably every school in the city of Philadelphia.
The school district of Philadelphia has billions of dollars worth of deferred maintenance on its old buildings. It knows that because it did a comprehensive engineering assessment. Some lawmakers want to do the same thing statewide, but haven't been able to pass legislation. Without that, it's hard to know how many schools like Douglass are out there. In the meantime, what Douglass parents want are officials who will be honest with them when problems do arise. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, Keystone Crossroads.